What's up, and welcome to the People of the Score World podcast. Today I'm talking to Ash Black. He's a musician I found recently. If you'd like to introduce yourself some more.
Yeah, man. What's up? Like you said, my name is Ash Black. I've done music just honestly for a little bit now, a couple of years, probably three. And, you know, it's fun. It's a fun hobby right now.
Cool, man. Where's your name come from, Ash Black? It sounds like super cool.
Thanks. I've had some people say they like it. A lot of times I've put my music on streams and stuff, and they're like, "Oh, cool name," which is hard to get. Honestly, when I first started, I've had a lot of names. I've switched up a bunch, not gonna lie. When I first started, I don't even know how many. Like, it's probably like my fifth name. This is the one that like stuck with me though. All the other ones were like, was like every month I was just switching. I was like, "Nah, that name's not good." And then, I kind of had a different name before this. I had a nickname when I was younger called, because I was like a little chubby when I was younger. They called me Bubba, right? And I had like this, I was trying to think of like my last name and my last initials and stuff. I was trying to incorporate that. My last name is Baycheck, so I was like trying to think of, at first it was Bubba Black, and I was like, kind of sounded too rapper for me. And I don't know if I was. I watch a bunch of anime, and I kind of get inspiration from that, and I think Ash caught, like, just, like, gave me a good idea. I was like, oh, I like that. So I just, you know, I kind of just switched with that, and that's basically how I caught that name, and I just kept it, and it sounded good, and I haven't looked back.
Nice, man. Yeah, it's super unique. That's, like, one of the things that I look at when I'm going into an artist, like, the name is kind of what sets my expectations.
Yeah, honestly, it's something that super not annoys me, but that was something like I had to get right, at least for me. Like exactly like you said, I see a bunch of artists, and I mean they make a lot of music. Like, or I've seen artists that were like really good making music, and their names are like, and not that they that puts them in like a certain place, but I just feel like it hinders slightly, or it could. I mean, I say that, but there's obviously a lot of big artists that I know that has, like, weird names that just totally blow up. So, it really doesn't. I mean, if your music's good, your music's good. But it's just something that would bother me if I didn't feel like I had a decent name that at least fit my style of music and everything around me.
Right, yeah. Like you were saying, like, a lot of artists that are, like, big or whatever will have super weird names. And I think that's definitely true. Like, one example that the first time I ever heard DaBaby, I thought it was like just the super odd name.
Yeah, you know, honestly, when we were just thinking of that, there's one name that popped up in my mind. He kind of just he makes, I don't know, if maybe trap music, I guess you could say. His name's Little Toe, and he popped up like on my Spotify weekly one time. I was like, what is this? And then low-key, his music kind of goes hard, but I was just like, oh, his name's Little Toe. He's fire. But I feel you on that.
Nice. Yeah. Also, sorry if you hear like some rustling around in the background. I have a guinea pig. Yeah.
Oh, that's dope. Nah, you're chilling. It none of that bothers me.
All right, cool. So, like, who would you say inspires your music, like your style currently?
Currently, I don't. That's very hard. That's a good question though. Recently, like the most music, or like the most recent music I put out, probably my last three songs, I would say, like, are some pretty underground artists. I guess you could call them underground, but they're getting kind of popular right now in like the hyperpop scene, which caught my eye a bit ago, is like Glyph is one of them, Eric DOA, and like they're not like necessarily a big inspiration on like the music I've always made, but just something I don't like to like sit with the trends, but it's hard keeping me inspired with my music, right?
Right.
So I like seeing the new genres that are coming out. And honestly, those inspire me to make different types of music. I don't feel like I have a specific style. So every time I see a new artist doing something new, I just listen to them, and that obviously shows in like the music I make. So right now, yeah, I'd probably say like Glaive, Eric. There's another one called Black Winter Whales, and there, I mean, Brackens, I think was the first person that caught my eye recently. But if I had to say like that got me into music, which I know a lot of people, especially right now, would just say the same thing, would be like X and Peep and stuff.
Yeah. Like for me, because I like make music on the side a little bit. Definitely the person like that got me into making music was Peep, just because like his like his whole story and like, you know, the way he did shit.
Yeah, but, that definitely is crazy.
Definitely, dude.
I would say, I'm no bandwagon, so I'm not gonna say like I listened to Peep a lot before he passed. And just say like he's the one who got me into music. But when I remember seeing it on Twitter actually one time that or the day he passed when it was trending, and I was like, my friend, he was into underground music back then. I don't know if you could even call him underground, honestly, but I meant back then. But he showed me, I think it was Beamer Boy. That was like way like basically when that song first came out, he showed me it a long time ago, and I was like, oh, this is cool. I wasn't really listening to a bunch of underground music back then, but it never like caught with me. And then when I saw that, I was like, oh, I know this guy. And I was like, damn, he passed away. And then I started listening to him a lot, and I was like, holy shit, dude, why was I not listening to this music before? Shit just like made me feel so different. Honestly, I'd say like the person who literally got me to start making music would be X. First time and honestly, it's funny because the music I make right now, I mean, everyone starts somewhere, but the music I make right now is definitely not the music I started. Like, it's not the music I wanted to make or thought I wanted to make.
Yeah.
Back then, I was before Lil Pump became really big. I remember just like hearing him, and I was like, oh, that's kind of cool. Getting on Lyrical Lemonade when he was when it was smaller, or like really small, obviously. And I was like, oh, I kind of want to make trap. So low key, the first music I've ever made was like some type of that. And X, I heard Look at Me, which is obviously which a lot of people heard, and it standed out to them. I was like, what is this? What is this kind of music? And it just got me. I've always been into like super loud music, and that's like what started me. And I low key probably started listening. It's weird. Like before sorry, I'm going on a whole tangent like this. No, I keep thinking of things. Before I got into listening to Peep, because he came a little bit after I started making music and listening to X, which when I first started listening to X, I didn't even know he made I guess you could say sad type music. And I only thought he like fucking made super loud screaming bangers. And so I mean, that was what I was into. But I started getting like, which I feel like a lot of people are, especially, I mean, right now during the pandemic, but I was getting depressed about things and stuff, and I didn't know. I heard a little more about Peep, and I forgot what song got me into like really listening to him. It was I think it's 19 is the song.
That's a good one.
And I was like, this song's good. And that's like kind of what started me listening to him. And then I was like, fuck, all his music just like, oh, it gave me chills. And I just remember like, dang, I really feel this guy. Probably not so personal. He obviously was dealing a lot more than a lot of people. But I was like, dang, it super got me into making all my sad music. And then I found out that X made sad music, and I was like, all right, well, this music speaks to me also. And I started just like converting myself. Obviously, when I started getting better at making music is when I turned to like this more pop, or I don't know what even my style is, but this is more vibey music, I guess.
Definitely. Yeah, I think that, like, the first song I ever heard from Peep was Skyscrapers.
Ah.
Yeah, it's still my favorite.
That's... When did you start listening to him?
Like, I think it was around early last year, or, like, early last year, like, late 2019. My sister was listening to him in the car one day, and I just, like, really fucked with it, you know?
Yeah, honestly, when you hear some music you've never really heard before or something, and it just speaks to you, you're like, wow, fuck, I need to invest a lot of time into looking, up someone. Which is funny, because... I was never really like that. Like, I feel like the way I got into music is very, not unique, but just different from everyone else. Like, I hear a lot of people be like, oh, I've always loved music, and, you know, ever since I was little, maybe not like making music, but just like I've always been into underground, or just like, you know, music has spoke to me, I guess you could say, right?
Yeah.
But for me, to be honest, I like, growing up, I honestly have never cared about music. Like, literally through, I'm 24 now, literally through, even through high school, probably, literally through high school, I didn't really care about music too much. I was kind of just focusing on other things, and music never really spoke to me, I guess, like, on the level it does now. But, like, I mean, it's not like I didn't listen to music, but, you know, it's, like, super basic, top 100s, they come on and come and go.
Yeah.
Then
radio records.
Yeah, basically. And even that, like, I didn't really care too much. I think I was just playing sports often, and I don't even know what I was doing. Probably just gaming all the time. But after high school, when I started kind of getting depressed and stressed about life, real life, and I was like, ah, oh, this sucks. Music just like spoke to me, and I was like, damn, so this is what people mean when they like literally mean like, oh, music saved my life, or this song saved my life, or something. I'm like, never really understood that until I heard a lot of like X's songs and Peep songs, and I was like, dang, this really just kept me going.
Yeah, I get that. I mean, I wouldn't say that I've always been into music. I'd say like around 7th and 8th grade is when I like really started to get into music.
Mm.
And I'm definitely more of an underground person than I am, like, mainstream.
Yeah, I feel you. Me too. It was mainstream, and then I was like, wow, this music that I'm listening to, underground, is way better than mainstream. It's always hard to put in songs at parties and stuff. I'm like, what's, like, the line between underground and mainstream that I can put on, people be like, oh, I've never heard this, but this thing's fire as fuck, and they fuck with it.
Definitely. Yeah, I think that the whole like house party thing is where a lot of artists like get their come up, because like for me personally, I go to a lot of house parties and shit, and I've heard a lot of music that I probably wouldn't have heard if I hadn't gone.
True. That is true. I don't like party too much, but when I do, and they're just like fucking switching the aux over and over to a bunch of different people, I do start hearing songs and I'm like, I've never heard this song before, and gets me to look it up. So I definitely see that.
Nice. So like on your Instagram, your most recent post is like you yeah, and the background is the anime chick.
Yeah.
Is there like, is that for something, or is that just something that like you made?
Look, okay, so that's funny you say that. Honestly, I just need to post more on Instagram. Dude, social media is so hard just to like, I don't know, just to post. Honestly, right now, something I'm struggling with that definitely hinders me to post is like, I'm kind of just struggling with acne, and it's not like super personal, but it definitely bothers me onto a level that I don't like taking pictures.
Right.
That's one reason why like I'd never post on Instagram. And once this is cleared up, I'd feel 100 times better to post. But That's why I'm always – it's like I got two posts, and I've been on Instagram for like a year now. I've been struggling with it for quite a while. So, and for something – for someone like I've literally never had acne in my life, like ever growing up. That just was not a thing. And then out of high school, like 2 years out of high school, just like hit me. I don't know if it was because I was getting sad or whatever. But then it really fucked me up. And now it's just something I'm trying to fix right now. So that's why I don't post so much. And this post, I'm pretty sure I was looking decent, as in, like, my acne was kind of going down. And I was like, oh, I need a new picture, because the one before that was, like, a year before I posted that. And honestly, I don't know why. I watch a bunch of anime, and I was just, like, messing with it. And the girl that's in there, her name's Zero Two, and I don't know why it just like popped up. I think I was just like looking at pictures or something. I was like, yeah, I'm gonna put that in my picture. And you know, I just photoshopped it behind me. It has no significance really whatsoever, though I just think it's kind of funny, and it's kind of just me, I guess, because like literally a big anime fan. So
nice. Yeah, it made me laugh, like just seeing it.
Yeah, it's you got a normal photo of just me sitting down, and then bam, you got a girl who's pretty fan service just behind me.
Yeah, bro. So you said that like X inspired you to start making music, right?
Yeah.
Was there anything else like that happened, like an event or something that like made you like just start making music?
Yeah, there's two things. One, well, it's funny because I said I was like never into music until after high school. So literally like I'd say 20, when I was 20 is when it all started to hit me. So I've been into music for about like 4 years now. Into it. Maybe actually I might have been 21. I don't know, because I feel like I've only done music for 3 years. But my track of time could be off. But there was I don't know if it was high school or middle school, but something before I was like into music. In high school, I was into a lot of. I mean, it is music. It's called music, but a lot of people just don't like to call it music. Is hard style music, or I guess it was the early Skrillex, you could say. It's like just honestly a bunch of loud ass beats and it just rave music, basically.
Yeah.
And that I just liked a bunch of bass in my ears and blew out my eardrums. That felt like really good when I was younger. And so I bought like a beat pad. One of those, I think the brand's called like Machine, and I used to mess with that basically every now and then. It wasn't like anything like I really took serious. I just thought, I was like, oh, you know, I want to start making beats, and this was like young me. But I used it for like a week, and I was like, yeah, I'll never use it again. And then every now and then, every like once a year, I just pull it out and mess with it for like a week, and then just, you know, I'm done with it. But
put it back.
That's what I feel like. I don't know why, but I feel like that kind of started me maybe just like it was like in my mind that I could have done music. And then out of high school, 1 year, I think it was could have been like 2018 maybe. I wanted to do it again. I was doing YouTube at the time. Just like I thought I would become a YouTuber or something. I don't know. And I was like, oh, I want to make. I saw the beat pad again. I was like, oh, I want to make music. And then I have a really good relationship with my family, and my dad and my brother. I don't know why we were talking, and I was like, fucked up, depressed, and they were like, oh, you should yeah, you should just make music if you want. And I was like, make music? It never even really came up to like legit make music. And I was like, yeah. And this was a little bit right before Christmas. I'd say like a week before Christmas, I'd say that. And I was thinking, I was like, yeah, I could do that. maybe. And then for Christmas, that Christmas Day, they bought me monitors, which, I mean, I'm still using to this day. They're HS5s, Yamahas. Pretty good mixing, starting monitors to start mixing. And I was like, oh. So they basically just started it with that. If they never bought them, I would have not done music no matter what. I'm someone who, like, when I want to do something, I have to do it that day or that week. And if I don't do it that week, I'll just never do it. I'll be like, no, I'm not interested anymore. So the fact that they got it, I think that's really what started, like, literally everything. And I, like, put it in my, I started looking up, like, how to set them up, how, like the angles, because you need them like a specific way for the mixing. You don't really, but they say you do. And that's when, like I said, I started listening to X. Like everything fell into place basically that couple months. And that literally just started my whole music career, I guess, if you could call what I'm doing right now a career.
Nice, man. That's super cool. I get the whole, like, if you don't do it, like, right then, you just kind of lose it.
Yeah.
I've definitely, like, done that before. A couple months ago, I went to, like, a thrift shop near where I live, and I bought this, like, drum pad from...
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was, like, I think it's an Alesis Mini Kit 4, and it's, like, something that they put out in 2014 or something like that. And I bought it, and I brought it home, and I plugged it in. And I meant to, like, look up how to play it, you know, or, like, how to set it up and everything. And I ended up getting busy, and now it's just, like, in my closet.
Dude, I so feel that. There's a bunch of times, yeah, that I've just, like, I've done the same thing. I was wanted to sew one of the times. I don't know why. I was like, you know, I'm going to start making my own clothes. I've tried, well, I guess you could say I've tried. But I feel like I've tried to do a bunch of things and just not work out. But that's one thing. I bought, like, a sewing machine. I had the money, and I was like, you know, I'm going to sew. I put it, and I was like, I never used it. And just because I just – it just – like you said, I kind of just got busy. And, yeah, it's still just in my closet.
It happens, bro.
I feel like that's just how I've always been. I have to do – when something comes in my mind, I have to do it, like, right then.
Yeah, because otherwise you kind of, like, lose it.
Yeah, lose my inspiration.
Yeah, the interest.
Or my drive to do it. Yeah, interest.
So, the first song I heard from you was "Running." It was on my Discover Weekly.
On Spotify.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of people. Honestly, yeah, yeah. I like that song's good.
Did you do the cover art for it?
Yeah, I've done all the cover arts for my songs.
That's cool. Yeah, I really fuck with your cover arts, dude. They're awesome.
Heck yeah, thanks. It's hard. Like I don't really have an idea. You know what's funny is the way I come up with my cover arts, and I do it all in Photoshop. Is I listen to the song over and over when I look up ideas on on Google. On images, and then every time I see images that I don't know, I feel when I'm listening to that song, I take. So then I'd come with like 20 different images. I'd put them all in Photoshop, and then I'd just fuck with them. I'll cut them and do all this other stuff, and then that's basically how I make my cover arts for like all my songs.
That's fucking awesome. Honestly,
keep going.
You're good, bro. You can go ahead.
I was just gonna say that I feel like I have I've always liked doing not art. I don't know if I could say what the Photoshop thing is art. Just like I've always liked
design.
Messing. Yeah, design. Just messing with things. If it's fucking music or on paper or Photoshop or like anything. I like doing. Putting my own twist to things.
Definitely. So I saw on YouTube like a couple days ago. There's a song of yours, City Girls.
Yeah,
it's uploaded to a channel called Black Pearl Records, and it doesn't like look official or anything. But are you like?
with them or no. Yeah, I know what you're talking about because literally every day I'll go on YouTube and just type my name because I like seeing people like use my stuff. I love when people use my music. That's why I try to buy everything so that people can just use it for free and not like YouTube won't try to take them down and stuff.
Right.
And I just like commenting and stuff all on YouTube because I love when people do that stuff. But no, I have seen that what you're talking about. But I'm pretty sure it's just like some random channel that just puts on different songs and they just call themselves Black Pearl Records.
All right, cool. Yeah. I just wanted to like ask, you know.
Yeah.
So, what do you want out of music? Like, is it just to like have fun or do you want like something specific?
You know, right now, there was no like end goal to me wanting to make music. I mean, first started, it was so terrible and it was just super fun. Like my music was so bad, but I was like, oh, those are my vocals or, oh, that's my beat that I made. And it was horrible, but I was like, I made that. That was just that like started all of it, that inspiration and that joy of me just making something super shitty and putting it out under, I had a different name back then. And I was just like, oh, that was super fun. And I mean, because I made it, I fucked with it. But re-listening to them, I'm like, oh god, if I just like heard this and I was my old self who didn't listen to underground music, I'd be like, what is this? So even like back then and right now, I don't really have any end goal. And honestly, until recently, I never really even really thought that. Like, I mean, even now, I don't think I could. I mean, I don't know. Anything could happen, but before I put all my stuff on Spotify, I obviously didn't like make any money with it. And I think Runnin' was my first song that I was like, wow, this is mixed really good. Like everything fell into place. I made that song in literally 10 minutes, made it all end mixed, probably maybe 15 minutes. Like it just all happened instantly. And it was crazy. I was just like writing the lyrics while I was singing. I put them down. It's not my beat, so I didn't make the beat. Recently, all my music, I basically since Runnin, I don't make the beats anymore. I used to. So it's just me mixing my own vocals. But basically, I just did all that, 15 minutes, chopped it up, and I was like, oh, I really like this song. And in my mind, it felt pretty professional, at least mixed-wise. And I was like, you know, I want to... I'll see how it goes. I put it up, and it got like the best feedback it's ever like any of my songs have ever gotten. Because I put it on streams, a lot of different streams, to basically just to promote it, I guess you could say. Even right. If people hate it, there's gonna be some people who like it. So no matter what, if it's bad publicity or good publicity, it's publicity at the end of the day.
Nonetheless.
That got me to put it out on Spotify, and then I somehow, and this is just recently, but I mean, it got really big for, I don't think a lot of people, honestly, I'm too small, I don't think anyone knows this, but Runnin' and Bad Bad Bad, both this YouTuber, some random YouTuber I've never known ever used them in videos, which I love when people do, but I just never knew it at first. This was before I was looking up YouTube every time because I didn't think anyone would even know my music. But I put both those songs on Spotify. Or no, I just put Runnin' on Spotify. He used Runnin', and I saw like on my SoundCloud, I was like, dude, what the hell? Why did my listens literally jumped thousands of plays in a day? And literally, usually it's like 60 plays or 100 plays. So I was like, this makes no sense. Like, this has never happened. So I looked up my name anywhere and on YouTube and some... do you know what CSGO is?
Yeah.
Counter-Strike? Yeah, some he's a like a B-hopper YouTuber, or he just does everything, but his big videos are B-hops, and he used my song in just like in a mini short, followed me on Twitter and stuff. I didn't even know, like, I saw him follow me, but I was like, I don't know this guy. And that, he's pretty big. It got like 400,000 views in a couple days, and I was like, oh, this guy is pretty big. And a lot of people fucked with my music, and everyone's like, oh, I came from Skype. And I was like, and I took that opportunity to put or because I messaged him one time, and I was like, yeah, I was like, you could use any of my music, man, thanks. I just saw your video. I don't really remember what I said, something like that, but I was basically saying, oh, you could use any of my music too, that's really cool that you used it, used Runnin'. And he's like, oh, cool. And then he's like, oh, dude, I'm going to use Bad. And I was like, yeah, go ahead. And since he told me he was going to use that song, I was like, dude, this is the best opportunity just to put this song. Actually, I think he used Double Cup too. He might have used three songs. I don't remember exactly. But I just took that opportunity to put it on Spotify, because a lot of people were saying, hey, put this song on Spotify or Apple Music. So that's when I started using DistroKid. I took that opportunity to put my music there. And honestly, because it started getting a bunch of plays, algorithm and Spotify, that's, like you said, you heard my song on Discover Weeklies. Once you hit enough like plays, I don't know exactly how much it is, but monitoring it, it's a couple. It's just got to stay like in the thousands range probably for a couple weeks. They'll start just recommending you on Discover Weeklies, and then obviously that just bounces up. So that like basically took off everything,
yeah,
literally to where I'm at right now. And I just started making, it's literally no money, but it, I mean, it's something. Like, it's just cool to say that like I've made money off my music for being like a nobody. And I don't think, and back to your question that you said, and I totally went off of random tangents, like four of them, that I feel like even right now, I don't like expect me to ever become like a real artist. If that happens though, there's like, I would love for that to happen. I would love to be able just to live off, like, I'm not even thinking of anything big, but if I was able just to like literally live in an apartment by myself off my music that I make, that's like insane. That would be like the dream for me. And it's not like a goal. Like, that's not what I'm not making music right now to be like, you know, oh, that's my one goal. But if it happens and like things fall into place, that would be amazing. So there's nothing like specific. Like, I never did music specifically. It was mainly for my own entertainment at first. I was like, this is awesome. My lyrics were really bad. They still kind of are. That's like the biggest thing I've been practicing. But that's, I just thought that I just wanted to make music. And if I like it, there has to be other people who like it. And I love when people tell me that they listen to my music. Like, I love getting Twitter ats and like Instagram DMs saying, dude, I like your music. That just keeps me going every day. That just like makes me want to make more music.
Gonna looking back now, I feel like I might pass out. Wake up all drunk, I'm in a band now. Say no sorry, it's a party with my fans out. I'm a fan, I'm a fan, I'm a fan now. By myself, now I'm making all these bands now. Where does that, where does that, where does that sound? Oh, I might just so pass out. I've been running, I've been gonna looking back now. I feel like I might pass out. Wake up all drunk, I'm in a band now. Say no sorry, it's a party with my friends out. I've been feeling, I've been feeling, I've been ill now. All this time I was dealing, I would kill now. Got bands, I'm a villain, I would steal now. Oh damn, I'm a fan, I'm a fan, I'm a fan now. I'm myself, now I'm making all these bands now. Where the Zan, where the Zan, where the Zan's out. I'm sorry, it's a party when my fans out.
Nice, bro. Yeah, I've heard a lot of people like say that when people, you know, like message them or tweet them or whatever, it's like a just super good feeling.
It really is. There's times that I'm down, have no inspiration, and I'm like, man, I don't even want to make music today. And then I get a DM or someone being like, yo, I really fuck with this song. He like follows me and stuff, and I was like, all right, I gotta make music today now. Fuck, let's go. And it just keeps me going.
That's awesome, man. Yeah, I like you know, the fact that you embrace your fans.
Like I said, any song that I feel like a lot of people like, I try to buy everything because I don't use the beats. So if I don't buy it and people use them on YouTube videos, they definitely could get flagged and stuff. So when I see a decent listens or traffic on a song, then I like to buy everything. People could use them on YouTube or anything. I just think it's cool people actually use my songs. The fact that I have just random people be like, yeah, I just made an AMV for you, and I was like, dude, that's insane. They don't like necessarily tell me, but since I look on YouTube like every single day, that I'm just like, dude, that's awesome. Somebody is like, yeah, I like this song enough to make an edit out of my song of an anime or of a random video, and that's really inspiring and awesome. Honestly, it blows me away a lot of times. It keeps me humble.
That's good. That's good being to stay humble.
Yeah, definitely is. I feel like that's a big thing a lot of people don't or kind of lose when they get bigger.
Right. So you said that you have been making music for like 4 or 5 years, right?
Yeah, probably like 3 or 4.
3 or 4.
Maybe 4, but yeah, around then.
So you were around 20 then?
Yeah, I was probably around 20 when I started. I don't remember specifically, but definitely around then.
Cool. So like, what was it like to put music out like being younger?
Well, I mean, I didn't really mind the age. Honestly, it's funny because I'm 24 now, but at 20 or 21, I was like, shit, dude, I'm too old. I see little pumps like 16 pulling out. This is when I first started making music. This is what I was thinking at the time. I was like, dang, people are 16 making music, being popular. I'm like, 20? No one's going to listen to a 20-year-old, especially not with my music back then was really bad. So honestly, I didn't think I was too young. I was thinking I was getting too old, but honestly, that's not the case. Like, I don't think no matter what your age, if you make good music, people are going to listen to you. So I don't think that's actually a big problem.
Right. Yeah. Like for me, when I first put out music, it wasn't like a bad feeling. It was kind of like an odd feeling. Like just having something that I made like out in the world.
Oh, I definitely feel you on that. I also wasn't very like popular, I you could say, in school and stuff. I didn't have many friends, and the friends I had on, let's say, my Twitter or my Snapchat, that's where I was promoting my music. And thinking back on it, I would just put out the most cringiest stuff. But I mean, I'd be into it though, and at least like I was about it and not just like, oh hey, I hate this song, but go listen to it. I was just like, nah, this song's fire. And honestly, I was like, oh no, that song's trash. But back then, it was fire to me. And I felt like really awkward at first putting it on my Snapchat or on Twitter, promoting my music on SoundCloud back then. I was like scared that people were going to judge. But like I said, because I didn't have like a lot of people, there was nothing I didn't worry about. There's nothing I had to worry about.
Right. I mean, that's good, like, you know, in a sense.
Yeah.
Have you ever played, like, live, I guess, or, like, just played, like, for people?
No, I've actually never done anything live yet, ever.
Is that something?
I don't think I've... Oh, yeah, that's something I would definitely be into, but, Like, I don't know who would actually come and listen to me. My plays are, like, pretty decent on Spotify, but that doesn't, like, I don't know how many people would be like, yeah, dude, I'd go listen to him in person.
I always enjoy, like, hearing people in concert or in person, like, no matter who they are.
That's true. Live and concerts are awesome, especially when the person gets really into it. It just gets the whole crowd and everyone hyped up.
Oh, yeah, for real. I went to a show a while ago for Call Me Charisma. You ever heard of him?
I feel like I've heard of him. What type of music does he make?
Kind of like hip-hop. He's definitely changed a lot, like, in recent. But I guess, like, to generalize it, more like hip-hop, yeah, I guess. It's a very broad term, but...
Yeah, I feel you. Gotcha. But when did you go?
Back in March, like, last year, like, early March.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was hyped?
Oh, yeah, dude. Because, like, he has a lot of different music, like some sad stuff, like, some more hype stuff, you know?
Yeah.
And just, like, with every song, like, he, like, got so into it, you know? And
that's literally makes everything.
Yeah, bro. And just, I think that, like, the reaction that he got, like from the people in the crowd, you know, is, like, what kept it going.
Yeah. That, like, just, it definitely is true. I feel like if you're performing, I mean, you could call it performance or you could call it just being you, but you definitely have to stay hyped or at least show that you're about it and not just, like scared to sing in front of people, because then it, like, projects onto them. If you're not comfortable, then no one else is going to be comfortable.
Definitely, yeah. I feel that. I've had the chance, because, like, at the moment, I only have, like, 4 songs, like, released. But a friend of mine was playing a show, like, at some, like, junkyard or something, or, like, a train station.
That's sick.
Yeah, and he let me open for him while he was, like, getting ready with, like, my 2 songs.
Oh, that's so dope.
And, like...
And
no one knew who I was, but it was still, like, super fun, you know?
That's the cool thing about openers, though. Like, at any show, you got an opener who people's like, who is this? And they get hyped. They get the whole crowd. Honestly, a lot of people start fucking with your music then, too. Your music, like, that's a cool thing, I feel like. If you're not... I haven't heard your music yet, but I just, like, in a general term, if you're not, like... You don't know how to feel about your music. If you start at, like, a show or however you want to call what a show is, and you're, like, you go crazy and people are about it, no matter what, people would fuck with you. And they, like, I feel like a lot of people obviously start listening to people for their music, but stay with people for, like, their character or just, like, how they act. And if you could start good with that, that could keep – that's a good – help people, good following.
Yeah, for sure. Cause I had heard other people say, like, a similar thing to that. You know, like, if you have a good stage personality, you're gonna have people come to your shows, like, no matter what.
Yeah, exactly.
And, yeah, I just, like, kept that in mind, and I think that was really, like, beneficial.
I only say that though because I don't know how I'd feel. I mean, if I was in front of a bunch of people, I would just, like, turn on a switch and just, like, go crazy. But, you know, playing my music in front of people is already hard enough when it's, like, my friends. So I could just imagine being like, all right, you know, I gotta put a show on right now. I gotta make people think I'm about this and just have fun with it. And honestly, when you just, like, starting and just, like, acting like you do will just turn into you actually, like, being about it. Yeah.
Yeah, man, definitely. So, like...
That's sick, though.
Thank you, yeah. Let me think of, like, how to word this. Yeah.
You're chilling.
How would you, like, describe your process of making music?
Like, how do I do it, or how, like... I mean...
Yeah, like, how would a Ash Black song come about, like...
You know, it's kind of funny. It's hard. I feel like I need to practice on being able to make music or make a song, I could say, or make multiple songs every day. But like every day I do music, no matter what, even if it's, I feel like I'm not going to be able to do anything. I basically have like how my process works, I guess. Right now I just started trying to make my own beats. I want to put out a song where I literally produce everything. And I realize that's way harder than, or it's way easier to say that than to actually do. So that's going to take a while, but that's just something that I've been doing every day. But normal process would, I have like a specific YouTube channel that just has a bunch of producers I like, tight beat producers, because that's the easiest way, I feel like, right now. And honestly, in my opinion, the best, because, I mean, they're free for non-profit, which is smart. And then, you know, if it does good on SoundCloud, you want to put them on Spotify, you just buy the beat. But I just basically open literally like 25 tabs of beats. I'll sit back in my chair. I have my monitors on like full blast, and I'll just listen to the beat and basically mumble. I'll mumble flows and just like or more melodic singing flows or whatever I'm into, depending on how the beat is. I kind of find inspiration on the beat. I don't really like, I don't write my stuff before. And that might be why my lyrics are not so amazing. Recently, I feel like they're not bad. Before, they used to be really bad. But I just didn't practice enough. And I didn't just, like, feel a lot. But recently, I've been able to, like, put my real emotions or thoughts and stuff into music, which is good. And I'll just listen to a beat. I'll listen to a song. I'll do a flow. I'm like, okay, blah, blah, blah. And then I'm like, this is pretty good. I use FL Studio. I literally think it's like the best DAW, especially just starting out. Most basic, easiest thing to use. But it also, the free version sucks. So there's probably better DAWs to use for free versions.
I can but suggest I'll just you a put few, that like, song afterwards if you want.
Which ones? Oh, okay, yeah, bet. I mean, I don't use anything, but a lot of ones I know, I feel like I should be using Pro Tools and Logic for vocals, because that's just like what everyone uses. That's like industry standard I've seen. But it's honestly, learning a new DAW is hard. But Ableton, I feel like, is a very good free version to
yeah,
use.
That's a good one, Ableton.
Yeah, bet. I'm down if you want to tell me.
Yeah. Sorry to like cut you off.
No, you're chilling. Oh yeah, and basically I just like make I put the beat in. I'll try my flow. Nothing is like for sure. So I'll try my flow. I'll put it in. I'll do like a premix, and then I'll put a little bit of auto-tune, little pitch matching. Just very slightly, see if the auto-tune could even work with it. And then honestly, like sadly to say, but like 8 times out of 10 it never works, and what I thought was good was just completely horrible. And I'm just like, oh, this sucks, and I just like scratch it right then. So out of like 25 beats I'll listen to, maybe 10 of them I'll try to make a song of, and then one I will make a song. Only one works, and I'm like, okay, but this song's fire. And then I'll basically just mix it in like less. My mixing, the problem is, which I feel like is a problem, but I don't like going back to mixes. So I'll mix a song, and I'll be completely done with it. I'll never want to touch it again. I don't want to remix it, because if I remix it or re-record something, it'll come out completely different. Like, it's just not the same. I can hear it's just different, and I just don't fuck with it anymore. So when I'm done with a song, I just like to be completely done with it and be like, all right, well, this song I'm putting out whenever I feel like it. But it literally takes – it's hard. Like, not even every day – I'll make like one good song a week, and then I'll make a bunch of other songs. But it's not very often. I need to work on just being able to produce more songs. But I also like to make quality over quantity, which a lot of people say they do. But that's just something I feel like too.
Yeah, definitely. I'd say like I record about once or twice a month, and then like I'll mix it and everything whenever I have time, you know?
Yeah, I feel that. Do you have a mic, or do you go like somewhere? Do you have like a friend or something that has a mic? Like, I mean, obviously you have a mic, but like, do you have like a specific mic you listen to, or do you like? I know people will have like home studios and stuff like that.
I mean, I kind of have I guess you could call it a home studio.
Same.
Our guest room, like at this house, has this huge closet, right? Yeah. And basically, I've just like lined the shelves, because the shelves, like, it wraps around the whole thing. I've lined it with thick clothes, like from Goodwill or something.
Yeah, that honestly, that's the best. That's like the best route for a home studio. I don't think a lot of people understand how nice recording you can get just from in a closet with a bunch of clothes dampening the sound. It actually comes out amazing.
Yeah, for real. And like, I got my my brother to help me, or fuck, my brother-in-law to help me like put like thick pillows up in the corners.
Ah, nice. Yeah.
And that really smart. Improved the sound. And so
my room that I can't, basically my room is my home studio. I got a monitor and mic and stuff, but I basically just try to dampen my room. It's pretty small. I'm not saying it's like this is the only room in this house that has rug, so I took advantage of that, and I put basically blinds all around my room, like these thick dampening, not blinds, but curtains, I guess,
yeah,
you could say, and I just put that all around my room. I try to put my mic in a specific spot in my room that I feel like has the least amount of reverb everywhere, and they come out really good.
Yeah, I record this, like, this podcast in my room, and I have, two thick blackout curtains over my windows, which I think helps.
That definitely helps. I mean, you honestly don't need, this is, right now is, like, the best time to make music at a home studio in your bedroom with, like, the least amount of gear. Technology is so good right now. If you see, like, I don't know if you've ever seen this, but I feel like, this has just came up on my YouTube a bit, but like Billie Eilish, who obviously everyone knows now and is really popular.
Oh, she still makes music in her bedroom.
Yeah, she records on her bed. She's like, yeah, I recorded this song crisscrossed, sitting down on my bed with the mic in my hand up to my mouth. And I was like, this song is one of the biggest songs in the world now, and she literally recorded it sitting down. You don't need anything. Like, you don't have to go out of your way to buy a bunch of expensive gear to make a huge song. You just have to have the ears and hopefully the ears and the training to mix it good, you know?
Oh, yeah, definitely mixing is a big thing.
Mm.
So are you working on anything, like I guess, big that you want to share about?
I wish I could be like, yeah, I got this big thing coming up. But honestly, not really. I have a song that's going to come out, or that should come out, like, the beginning of next week or the end of this week. But like I said, just on my Twitter, I have a lot of people who are really cool who like interact with my tweets and stuff, but I basically just said that my next big song, I want to produce everything on it, the vocals, obviously the beat, everything. I just want to make so that's what the main thing I'm working on. I just want to start being able to be like, yeah, I made all of this. I don't have to pay anyone for anything, and I can just like just do everything myself. I feel like it's a good skill to have.
Definitely, yeah. It'd save you a lot of money, too.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And I want to just find my own unique style of thing, so I want to do that. Do you listen to, sorry, this just came up in my head, but do you listen or have heard a lot of, or any of Aries' songs?
I have not heard of them, actually.
Aries? Okay. He's just someone who produces everything himself. He's a really cool, I don't know if you could call it like indie pop, or he's pretty big, honestly. He's like mid ground. He's not like famous or anything, but he's a little big, or I'd say above, a little above the underground. somewhere in the middle. But I was just thinking of that. That's kind of, I just want to be able to like just produce all my stuff. So right now I'm just like working on, every now and then I'll still do my typical recording thing, or recording like setup, where I just put a bunch of tabs open, listen to a bunch of songs, and I'll just put out, right now I'm thinking just putting out a couple songs. Oh, you know, now that you mentioned it, and I don't know why this crossed my mind, it's not really big, but one of the channels that I talk to on YouTube, their name, I don't know if I'm pronouncing this right, but it's like Bitake. They do some of my AMVs. I have an exclusive song with him that he wants to put out on Spotify soonish. So that'd be cool. I've never done where like another channel puts out a song and say it's like exclusive, like a collab, I guess. That's the only thing I could say that's like slightly big coming up. Besides that, I just want to be able to make my next song basically be my just everything myself, and hopefully I can just do more after that.
Right. Yeah, that'd be a super cool skill.
Yeah.
So like, unfortunately, we are about out of time. But if you have like a final message that you want to put out.
Final message. You know what's funny is I thought about this, and now it's crossing over my mind of what I wanted to say if I ever want to just like give a message. But I mean, I just basically say that like, I had a specific phrase I wanted to say. Honestly, I just say like never give up. Anything can happen. It might feel like things are ending or things are going slow and maybe what you chose was not the right path. But if you're about it and you like what you're doing, I just say keep with it, because you never know when it could be art, it could be music, it could be sports. You never know when that one opportunity is going to change your life. And if you're really into what you're doing, there'd be no point in just quitting. So I just say stick with the things you like. Never give up, I guess.
Nice. That's an awesome last message. Do you want to like plug your social media or like anybody that you want to shout out?
I mean, I my social media, it's under Twitter, Instagram, basically all my social medias is I Love Black, ILOVEBLAKK. And yeah, that's basically it.
Well, cool, man. Thanks for coming on. You make like seriously great music. I had a good time talking to you.
Thank you for having me, man. Yeah,
no problem. This has been People of This Cool World. New episodes every Saturday, 3 p.m. Eastern. If you haven't heard like previous episodes, go listen and have a good day.
Thanks.